So Harley-Davidson is bringing back the Sportster, and a lot of people are opinionated that Harley-Davidson is bringing back the wrong Sportster. So we're going to talk about that and do a video on today. So I got Nick here with me. We're at Renegade Harley-Davidson. Nick, you rode a Sportster a lot. Tell me about your experience and your thoughts.
One of my favorite motorcycles I owned, Mike, was a 2007 1200R Sportster. That thing had 74,000 miles on it when I traded it in. Now, let me tell you, people tell you they're a girl's bike, you can't ride it. I beg to differ. So I think today I've got something for you to go out and ride.
Uh-oh, this could be bad. What do we got, Nick?
A 2007 883R.
An 883, what Harley's bringing back.
Absolutely. I mean, nothing more nostalgic than that. The peanut tank, 1957 is when the Sportster started, and I think this is one of the coolest ones out there. So you should go ride it.
All right. Well, we're going to go ride an 883 2007 model, talk about the bike a little bit, talk about my thoughts after riding an 883 today, and if Harley's making the right decision with bringing back an 883 Sportster instead of a 1200.
Nice. I love it.
Let's get to it. Let's get on it. Alright guys, we're getting ready to go do this ride. I'm geared up. Got my front camera on. I got a 360 with me here. And this is kind of a new setup for me. So hopefully the audio is good. If it is terrible, I apologize. And I will adjust going forward. But I'm trying to get my setup better to make this kind of content for you guys. So what do you think of this 2007 883R? I think we're going to maybe ride down the road here a little bit. I'm not much on city driving. More accidents happen there. So we're going to do a little bit of city driving. And we're going to get out and ride a little bit of Route 66. Get out of town a little bit. They're not making me ride a demo route or anything. I can just go where I want and do what I want. This should be fun. I really appreciate Nick at Renegade Harley-Davidson working with me to do content like this. I mean, a lot of people, when I did a video about the Sportster coming back, said it should be the 1200, not an 883. And there are some naysayers about the 883. So this is an opportunity for me to actually go ride one and maybe get some of people's perspectives and share with you my perspective on an 883. Now, I owned one for a short period of time, about 10 years ago, and I sold it pretty quick and doubled my money. Feel almost like I'm on the softshell press ride. I got all this wind in front of me and nothing between me and the road but the handlebars. As I understand it, 2007 is the first year of the 883R. Either first year or last year. Somebody correct me out there if I'm wrong. Nick told me all about it, but it was the only way you could get an 883 with dual disc brakes, which is kind of a performance feature, something a lot of people talk about. When you talk about cruisers, oh, it should have this, it should have that. A lot of people are big on having dual front disc brakes. My Dyna Lowrider, my FXDX, Dyna Glide Sport, you know, Super Glide Sport, has dual disc brakes. So it's a feature I'm used to having. I like having good brakes, so it's cool this bike has it. Now, this bike has been modified a little bit. It's got aftermarket exhaust. It's also got a different intake, and we have forward controls instead of mid controls. I really hope you guys are not getting killed by the wind noise, because there's a lot of wind noise with this bike, more than I'm used to, because I'm used to riding a street glide and not having wind noise. And I'm trying to vlog at 55 mile an hour, because, well, that's the speed limit. So we're going to hop on the James River Freeway here, run up, and I think we're looking for Highway MM, which is going to take me north and hit Route 66. I thought that would be a great place to be doing a little bit of riding, since it is Route 66 100th anniversary and America's 250th birthday. Harley's been all in on the anniversary stuff this year. So Harley just did a Superglide model that is inspired on the 1971 FX Superglide, first year of the Superglide. And it's a modern soft tail, but it's kind of cool. It's like a street bob, but better. 5-gallon tank, spoke wheels, things like that and stuff. But it's a red, white, and blue paint job. It's kind of where I was going with it. They've done 4 Liberty Edition bikes so far this year, including the new Road Glide Liberty Edition, the newest one. You can also get it with the Street Glide, a Heritage, and a Street Glide 3. So, you know, I just shipped it up at about 65, 70 mile an hour, but hopefully the wind noise isn't too bad, but we're pulling along at 70 mile an hour just at an idle just fine. Now, you know, okay, got it. You can definitely run interstate speeds on an 883. Doesn't feel like I'm killing the motor or overdoing anything, and I was running over 80 mile an hour there. Now, this is our exit where we want to turn and go north. So we're going to get off of the divided highway, but that gave us a great chance to see how this bike would handle interstate riding type environment. Now, I will tell you, I've been riding a 117, which has got considerably more horsepower and torque. I mean, I'll have to throw the numbers up here on the screen of what the horsepower and torque was on a 2007 883R, if I can find the exact numbers. I'll do my best there. But to give you some idea, I'm used to a bike that is pulling 120 horsepower and 130 foot-pounds of torque. Actually, just a little better than those numbers. At the rear wheel. So I'm used to when I get on it, it pulls hard enough that you really feel like you have to hold on. It snaps when you shift the gears in a hurry and stuff. And this motor doesn't have that kind of pull and snap, but not everybody's looking for that. My wife just bought a 2026 Street Glide 117 stock, and she's running it in road mode, and she doesn't even care about sport mode. I mean, she came off of a 107, and this is a bigger, heavier bike, but she's like, oh yeah, it runs great. It's what she needs out of a bike. She's not looking for a performance bike. And so it's all about what you want. Maybe some people will want a 1200 instead of an 883. I have a feeling that if Harley launches an 883 Sportster, that within a year, if they don't do it, the aftermarket will provide upgrade kits. I mean, traditionally the upgrade from an 883 to a 1200 was all top end heads and stuff. It's not like you had to bore and change stuff down the lower end. And there was a company I think called Hammer that made kits for the 883s to go to like a 1250 or 1275 Hammer kit and stuff to really wake those bikes up. And I don't know what they've been doing the last few years. I mean, there's plenty of Sportsters out there in the world to keep them busy, even with Harley not making new ones. But you can bet with Harley making new ones that they're going to be all over that as soon as they can. They may have to wait for there to be some, you know, if they change the head significantly or things like that, they may have to, you know, do some figuring out to see how that works. But I expect that even if Harley only makes an 883, we will see 1200 plus kits for them, for the people that want them, and that's going to be cool. It's got a good sound to it, you know, traditional Harley-Davidson V-twin sound, Evo style Sportster engine. So this is Highway 266, which is Route 66. So we'll take a cruise down this a little bit and get a feel for this bike. This is my kind of riding. Out of town, 2-lane blacktop roads. I mean, I don't know of a good twisty road close to the dealership here personally. Somebody else knows a good twisty road right around Springfield that's close, let me know. But I thought this would be good opportunity to go ride a little Route 66. I get to ride Route 66 whenever I want, kind of, because I live a mile off of it. And there's our sign. Historic Route 66 Byway, Missouri US 66 Byway. get on the brakes a little bit here. Does a good job of shutting it down. This is an opportunity for me to test them a little bit with nobody behind me. We got an intersection up here. We'll make us a turnaround and head back toward the dealership. I like the little lope it's got in her. She sounds good. Got one coming. She picks up all right. Yeah, you know, let's talk about the price a little bit. Some people are gonna, you know, say that $10,000 for an 883 is too much. I remember when I bought one for $5,000. Okay, well, in 2022, the last year that they sold an 883 new, they were over $10,000. So Harley's gonna bring this bike back with a price tag less than what it was 5 years before. And I expect that we're going to see some kind of performance upgrade. I think they just will have to do that because they'll have to do a little tuning to make this EPA compliant. And I think they won't want to sacrifice performance when they have to do that. So they're going to try and squeeze a little performance out of it. I don't expect anything drastic, but I do expect, you know, slightly better performance and EPA compliant, EU compliant for regulatory emission stuff. And I think that's going to be cool to get all that on a bike under $10,000 that will be upgradable, I'm sure. I mean, if not, I'm going to owe y'all an apology, but I just can't imagine that's not going to be part of the deal. So I think the pricing is good. The pricing on the new Super Glide at 16 was well received. People were shocked and surprised at the pricing of that. They're going to sell really well. I think a $10,000 883 is going to sell well. That's going to give people an option that are not looking for the Rev Max motor that is just doesn't suit the characteristics of that bike don't suit them. They want torque. They want loud. They want the rumble feel, whatever that is. You know, they have different characteristics. So I could see why, you know, a $10,000 8883 makes sense. I mean, actually, I think they're going to try and get it under $10,000. We don't know for sure the price, but I expect, you know, it's going to be in that price range. It'd be really cool if the 8883 was like $9,000 and the Sportster 975 was $10,000, you know, and they had that kind of differentiation in the price, not just in the characteristics of the bike. Let's go see how the acceleration is again. Well, I would say that acceleration was not bad. I had to shut her down because of turn and stuff. But that was fun. And I mean, that was first, second, third. And this thing was trucking up above 70 and we still had some gears to go. So I'm sure it's going to fall off at the top end, the acceleration, but you know, there's no doubt this is could be a fun bike to have. I mean, this one runs good, it's comfortable. Maybe I need to ride a 1200 to really compare them. You guys leave me a comment. Do you think that's something we should do? Probably ought to ride a 975 Nightster again in the near future so we could talk about how that will fit in the lineup with the 975 as well. I don't know. Which one do you think I should ride? The 975 or a 1200? And, you know, let me know if you guys like this kind of content. Featuring a bike, but talking about how it fits into the lineup and what Harley's doing and stuff. You know, ultimately the goal is to make content that you guys are engaged and excited about. So, yeah, it's got to be something I'm passionate about. That's one reason I do so much Harley Davidson stuff, because I am passionate about the brand and the motorcycles. I know, I'm just a Harley fanboy. You've heard it here first. We probably ought to talk about city riding, even though I haven't done a lot. I mean, I'm not going to, because this bike's going to be easy to ride in the city. It's lighter, more maneuverable, you know, not heavy. Not something hard to balance at slow speeds, so it's really not a challenge for it. So I really didn't feel like we gained a lot from doing a lot of stop and go in town riding on this bike. I mean, I can take it around a few blocks if you want, but I just don't see the value that provides to you guys. I think seeing how this bike handles out on the highway, accelerating on divided highways, things like that, are really what's going to challenge this bike's ability to be a good bike for people. You know, can you ride it on the highway? Is it too small? That kind of stuff. So that's what we focused on today. I hope you guys appreciate that and understand that, you know, that's what we're trying to do here. All right, guys, we are back at Renegade Harley-Davidson. We have finished this little test ride. I really think that this does hit a sweet spot for people that will have the Sprint that's going to be, you know, probably sub 500 cc's, thinking it's going to be a 440, and then you'll have an 883, and then we have the Rev Max 975, and going up from there. So I think this will fill a gap for Harley-Davidson. It'll bring back the air-cooled V-twin Sportster, and I think it'll be upgradable. So I think it's going to be a hit. I think it's a good move by Harley-Davidson. But I want to know what you guys think. So leave me a comment and let me know if you'd like to see more videos like this. Renegade's offered to let me ride more bikes and stuff. So if you think this is cool content, make sure you let me know and tell Renegade thanks in the comments down below. And maybe we can do some more stuff like this. All right. If you like this video, give it a big thumbs up. It really helps the channel grow. If you do that YouTube thing, consider subscribing to the channel. Ring that bell to be notified the next time I drop a new video. And as always, y'all stay safe, keep on riding, and we'll see you in the next one.